All right, y'all. It's the Hurricane back for another episode of Warren's Insanity, where the N is capitalized and nothing else really is. We might end up keeping this one pretty short and sweet today. But first, you got a pilot. Who are you, co-pilot?
I hope no one is surprised, but it's DJ K. I know y'all are all probably shocked right now. We don't even change spots anymore, but that's okay. That's okay. You live, laugh, and you learn.
Live, laugh, love. But what I wanted to talk about was just new games that are supposed to be coming out this year.
Yeah.
And new movies as well. But I know one that we were both quite excited for and kind of trumps the rest of these. And that is Nintendo Switch Sports. Oh, my God. Yep.
Because, look, okay, we both expressed how much of, like, Wii Sports kids we were.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're coming up with a new one. It's coming out April 29th, which is just in time for prom because we already were, like, we're going to play this. We're going to play this at some point that night.
What I need them to do, though, I need them to wait, like, don't wait a full year. Wait, like, 6 months. Go ahead and drop Nintendo Switch Sports Resort. Because, listen, yes, this will be enough to tide us over for a minute.
But
you cannot go that long without being like, I want a sword fight.
Okay, because I was playing Wii Sports on the Wii the other night, and I was like, oh, I'm loving this boxing, bowling, tennis, baseball, golf. But
sure wish I could sword fight right
sure
now.
Sure wish I had a sword fight right now going on. Which also, I don't know, I feel like Wii Sports Resort had more options, though, because with Wii Sports, it's literally boxing, tennis, golf, baseball, bowling.
And I think the only thing that will be able to keep this float a little bit longer than, like, Wii Sports extends the day afloat is the fact that you can play online.
You can,
meaning that you can be playing badminton. Badminton is one of the games, by the way. You can be playing badminton with your friends. First, one of you is in Texas. The other one is out of town. We don't know where she is, but we do know that she's on badminton right now. And the other two of you are just kind of chilling in the same room. And I think that's going to really add to it.
Like, I think, okay, because Nintendo, also, the fact that Nintendo's Switch offers a really good online, like, most things, it's like $20 a month. You can get a year subscription for $20 with the Switch.
And even though I am, most of the time, a bit of a cheapskate, like, I just be like, dang, I could just float with a 3-month one.
Yeah, because, well, that, but then also, like, there's nothing really, like, right now, I haven't had online because there's not necessarily anything to do. The only time I got online was when Splatoon was coming out. Also, Splatoon 3 is supposed to be coming out, too.
I am so excited, but the one thing I'm not excited for is that we have to get new idols. I loved Pearl and Marina, so I'm about to have that stepdad energy where it's like, I'm your idol now. I'm not sure you are. But like what they did with Splatoon 1, so at the end of Splatoon, they had their, I don't know what it was, I didn't play the original Splatoon, and pretty much it was Callie versus Marie, and then whoever, I think, I'm pretty sure Callie won, and so Marie got taken away.
Yeah.
And then they brought them back in the story quest, and you had to re-find Marie. So this year, for Splatoon 2, it was Chaos versus Harmony, and I'm gonna be real with you, I love Marina, do not get me wrong, but why in the world would I choose Harmony when I can choose to cause some chaos?
When I can do straight chaos.
When I can choose to be an overall fiend, get away with it. Also, our colors are black and gold. See, why would I ever choose silver and white?
Like, I only had it because Splatoon and they had their Splatfest, so I was like, okay, that seems like a good idea. But the fact that everything's coming out, Splatoon is kind of making me mad because how people were feeling with Kanye and Donda, they just keep being like, it's coming out in 2022.
Somewhere in here.
But they haven't had a date. But Wii Sports had a date, but I feel like they're about to tag team us. I feel like I must be broke.
Yeah. I feel like, because this just says, oh, well, Splatoon 3 comes out in the summer. What's summer? Define summer. Give me a month. Give me some months.
I feel like it's about to be like, boom.
All right,
let me go ahead and see.
Also, oh, my God, yeah. So, Taiko no Tatsujin Rhythm Festival. That is the game that I had on mobile with the drums.
They're putting that on the Switch?
Mm-hmm.
Switch is up 1,000 right now. I don't care.
Because y'all, this is the most fun drumming game in the world. And you're telling me I get to take my little Switch Joy-Con to be able to ta, 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 ta.
Because Switch has such, like, this is what another reason why, like, I think people would be like, the Switch is overrated. It's really not, because one, it's a whole gaming system, but it just depends on what kind of person you were growing up. Like, if you were a Call of Duty kid, then the Switch is not really for you. But if you were, like, a Wii kid, the Switch is your cup of tea. Literally meant for you. It's literally meant for you.
All right, and then other than that, I'm going to just glance over this one because you're not really an anime person. The Demon Slayer fighting game is coming to Switch. You know how fighting games work, like Mortal Kombat, Tekken, all them. It's that Demon Slayer characters. So obviously,
Switch is making bank for real. But
and then on the topic of something, I did not mean to click that extra article. Take me back, Nintendo Life. Don't be playing with me. Where am I supposed to be right now? Mario Kart DLC.
Because
you know Mario Switch Kart was big eating dry.
Switch making bank. Okay. Because here's the thing. Because Nintendo makes really good games, but here's how it goes. They have really good games, but there's not really a lot of options.
What they do is that they find one game, and they're like, great, you're our favorite. You get every DLC. Every patch fix, you get that. You know, everyone knows that when the Switch first came out, it was Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Right? They haven't had a baby in a minute because they really just stopped caring after the cash cow that was Animal Crossing. They've actually abandoned Animal Crossing, least favorite child right now.
Yeah, they don't have, well, because that's because they have a bunch of OGs coming back. But for all of the sports they're having on there for the Wii Sports, they're going to have soccer, volleyball. I don't know how that's gonna work.
I don't know, but I'm excited.
But volleyball, bowling, tennis, badminton, chambra, which is just sword play. But they're also gonna have soccer. But they're gonna come out with like accessories, like leg straps and stuff.
So that you can kick it, bro. Yeah. I'm about to be the worst person.
I just want to say, catch me playing online. You can. You're definitely gonna catch me play. April 29th. I'm saving money. I'm buying it online. Which also, that's another reason why I really like the Switch, because y'all came in clutch, because I think buying the online games, I like to buy those.
I don't. I'm gonna be real with you.
I've bought I have the Super Mario Party.
Uh-huh.
I have that. You know what game I really want? It's What's old, up? But 1-2 Switch.
Yes,
I'm getting that for prom,
bro.
I'm about to be out of so much money, because my cousin had it, but I don't really ever get multiplayer games because I didn't really have multiple people to play with. So I was like, there's no point in getting 1-2 Switch, and it's just I'm be playing with a computer,
right? But Wii Sports, I mean Nintendo Switch Sports. Now you got me doing it. Nintendo Switch Sports. If you see Cow Buddy online and you think that it's about to be a fun little ha-ha game, It's not.
It's about to be us yelling at each other. Which also, I think the inclement of you're going to be playing. Yes, you're going to be. But you're going to be on FaceTime.
Mm-hmm. You have to be on FaceTime with it just so that you can do that cheater accusatory thing that we were doing in Wii Sports. You can't cheat in Wii Sports, but you sure could throw around the word.
But you sure can accuse them of it.
All right. I wanted to also talk about some movies that were coming out this year, but I'm not really hyped for that many movies other than Hotel Transylvania Transformania.
That's a lot of words.
That is a lot of words.
That's a lot of words for a kid's movie.
Uh-huh. So literally, all of the monsters are getting changed to humans.
All of them?
All of them.
They had human turn monster.
Yeah. This is, we can already see what the werewolf looks like, and I'm just gonna say I'm disappointed. But it's this little taste.
Even the invisible dude?
I think so. He better. That's all I'm saying. Also, the way that TikTok like was tearing him up last year, I'm not sure I wanna see what's gonna happen to the internet if he's like anything but the most beautiful man.
I don't know why y'all are eyelashes that he is supposed to be gorgeous.
Like,
he's invisible.
Oh my God. Into the Spider-Verse. It gets a sequel this year.
Yep. No. I'm upset. I know I waited. I don't deserve to be upset because I waited too long to try to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to watch it the other day and it's not on Netflix. So
it's horribly disappointing.
I don't know where to find it now.
I'm like scrolling through this article to see if there's any other movie.
Black Panther.
Oh yeah, Black Panther.
Looking forward
to
that.
But even then, I feel like that's the same with the Donda, where it's like, yeah, it's coming out.
I'm looking forward to the Buzz Lightyear movie.
Yes. Oh my God, Turning Red. Okay, so there's a lot of people slandering it on Twitter. I think Turning Red looks really cute.
What's that?
The girl who turns into a red panda.
Oh.
Whenever she gets mad. So it looks quite cute. Apparently, it comes out on March 11th. So we aren't too far away. Sonic 2.
That real life version?
Uh huh. Knuckles is in it. Knuckles is gonna. I don't think you guys are hearing me. Knuckles the Echidna. Everyone's favorite black man is in Sonic 2.
I didn't think they were gonna make a second one because the first one. Okay, here's what scares me. When the first version of a movie slaps, it scares me when they make a second.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first one went so hard. How are y'all going to beat that?
Bro, have you seen the trailer?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so the point of Knuckles is that Eggman created him to best Sonic. And so it's this hard clip. Sonic's chilling at home. He's like, yo, Knuckles is here. Yo, Eggman is here. Eggman wants my power. Eggman's like, I'm not going to deal with you today.
I thought they already...
Fast little rodent.
I thought they got rid of Eggman.
Well, he's kind of there. But he's not like the main villain. Like
he's not as main as he was in the other one.
So he's on this like, look, little hedgehog. I'm not about to beef with you.
Look, little fast man.
I got an echidna. And so it's Sonic trying to be on some heart. You'll never get my power. And Knuckles responds... I don't want your power. And throws him into the ground like hard enough that he shatters the concrete. And all I know is if I see that in theaters, don't sit next to me. I might punch you.
I'm that gonna is be some, too hyped. That adrenaline's probably gonna make me like smack.
I'm gonna be on some like I've already finished my popcorn. We barely 20 minutes into the movie. My icy gone. I'm just sitting there like clutching the armrests.
I'm really excited to because okay, here's the thing. I haven't really had such a hype for movies because, you know, when COVID and the movie theaters weren't open. Da, da, da. But now...
Knuckles the Echidna.
Now I have the hype screen. Of seeing movies like... Okay, because here's the thing. Yeah, it was cool, you know, movies at home. Da, 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 but it's not the same. It's not the same as sitting in a movie theater and it's blown up to, like, infinity.
I think movie theater popcorn tastes better than popcorn you can make in a bag.
They don't compare... They don't compare. Because movie theater popcorn, first of all, you're going to eat so much and so fast, your lips are going to be numb and hurting.
And then
you have to watch a movie. You got this icy that you finished way too fast. So you don't have anything to soothe your lips. It's just the vibes.
The movie's getting good. You got to pee and you fighting for your life. You borderline feel like bootlegging it, just recording it and just like, all right, I'll watch that when I get back and then I'll combine all the, and no, I'm just going to. Type behavior.
I don't know. Because also, like, going to the restroom in a movie is a race. It's a race. Because, one, I guarantee you, when you go to a movie theater, you're going to have to use a bathroom.
And then, no matter what, the time is going to surprise you when you get out of the movie. Like, there's never a, oh, my God, it's day. But I expected that. No. Did I know that it was day outside and it's 1 p.m., so obviously it'd be day when I got out? Yes, but the sun just flashbanged me.
Going to movies...
But okay. Also, it's bad when you go to a movie at night.
Yeah, because then
you
you're
get
coming
out and you're like,
oh. Going to movies in the... There's no good time to walk outside a movie theater.
Ever.
Because one...
Sunset. That's hard to plan.
You're either there too early, so you're walking out and the sun's like, hey, it's actually just 1 o'clock in the evening. I don't know what you were expecting. But then if you go at night, then you have to be like, it's darker. I went in there in the daytime.
Sunny.
But noon, like there's no good time to walk out of a movie theater.
Ever. This one is a movie I didn't even know was coming until I looked at this article, and now I'm excited for this. The Bob's Burgers movie.
They're making a movie.
I guess so.
I'm not gonna have no money, man.
Bro, if you work at a movie theater and you keep seeing me back to back to back, mind your business.
I'm not gonna have any money.
They are making a Rise of Gru movie. Like how Gru grew up. Because everyone knows that Gru's backstory is just...
It gets something juicy.
It's fried. And they won't tell us. But we know.
I don't want them to space them out. But at the same time, I need them to. Because...
Bro, my wallet is about to be drained. Jordan Peele is dropping another movie this year.
Oh my gosh. I'm not even making it to prom.
I'm not. I'm going to be so broke, y'all.
Please drop them in sequences, y'all. Please. Please. That's all I'm asking, man.
Hey, wait. They dropped a date for Black Panther.
What's the date?
November 11th.
Oh, yeah. Well, I assumed it was going to be coming out later in the year, which I hope they space them.
All right. Now I'm a little bit more glad that this movie's coming out this year. Because now I have you not joining on my wallet. Avatar 2.
No.
Yeah, I think my movies end Black Panther. I don't know. When are you supposed to come out? December 16th? I'm not going to see you.
Who?
Avatar 2. Pause. Vin Diesel.
December 16th is such a late time for a movie to come out.
Vin Diesel?
Who's that?
Avatar, like the blue people or Avatar, like...
Wait, like...
Oh, it's the blue people.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
I thought you were talking about, like, okay.
I thought it was, like, you know that really bad Avatar, the last Airbender movie. I thought it was thinking of that. But then I saw Vin Diesel, and I was like, no. It's the blue people.
Oh, I'm
not
that...
a little bit excited, but not as bad as I was excited, like, for a new Jordan Peele movie.
I feel like the blue people came out forever ago, though.
It did. It came out when we were, like, babies.
Yeah, because I remember watching that in, like, the little DVD player in the car.
Mm-hmm.
They're making a
sense. Do I care about any of these actors? Not other than Vin Diesel.
What is he? I don't know. I always thought that that was such, like, a big difference. Because then when you said Avatar, you had to specify...
The blue people.
There was no one ever to be like Airbender. It'd be like the blue people.
Mm-hmm.
I think this has been a great podcast. I don't know.
I think so too. Let's go ahead and get this TikTok minute rolling. Hey, why my For You page is gonna start that loud? You chill out.
I have mine prepared. So,
ooh, okay.
I don't know if y'all have ever seen. Okay, you know the babies on TikTok. You know how there's like Mia or there's like Scotch and Vodka. Those are not their names.
No.
Okay, so the lady, her name is Mia and Knight. The lady's name is Mia Knight, and she had, like, twins. So, you know, everybody sees babies on TikTok, and they be like, oh, it's so cute. But hers is that she'll, like, tell them stories, but this is, like, she's not, like, a very big lady. So you have this woman who's probably like my height.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So they have a friend, and I think it's very funny, but she posted the video and she was like, I don't know if this is normal, but look at what my baby's doing. We're all so excited. Like, I don't know if this is a normal baby thing or not, but I know she's doing it and I'm excited for it. This baby was doing a pull up. Like, she was freehand holding on to the bar.
No. No, that's enough.
Like, yeah. Like, she was just, like, holding it. She wasn't, the dad was there to catch her in the instance that she fell.
Uh-huh. Why do you have a spotter?
Why
does this baby have a spotter, bro?
Why was she just so, like, just holding it? So I think it's funny because she said it in the sense of like, I don't know if this is normal or not, but we're just all so excited. We're just all so excited to see this baby freehand hang from a bar.
No, that's enough. No. DJ K just showed me the video and nah.
Forever scared of babies.
Why were they kicking?
Forever scared of babies.
What was the baby kicking?
What are you preparing for?
Mm-mm.
Send her to Russia.
All right, so this TikTok, I'm going to set the atmosphere for y'all. You're in the room, you comfortable, the lights on? All right, go ahead and cut that out. Turn the lights off. If there's any light, candles, anything lit, go ahead and blow them out. Windows crack, close them. I'm going to play this audio for you. All right, let me set the scene. Cat food all over the floor, the entire bag, all over the washer, the dryer. You can see the cat food container tipped out. The spoon doesn't even have a purpose anymore. It's filled with cat food. But like I said, all the cat food's on the floor. There's a cat hiding behind the laundry room door. And you look at the culprit. A black cat hanging in your hands, looking disappointedly at the mess that this cat has clearly made. A Snapchat text filter that just says, bro.
I feel like that'd be the best way to describe it.
That's the only way to describe it. Because this cat, y'all, I've never seen a cat so aware that it's done something wrong but care so little.
No, cats are always aware that they've done something wrong. Cats are always like, yeah, I just pooped in your shirt, but I don't really care. This seems like a you problem.
What does your shirt being pooped in have to do? Oh, you can turn your lights back on, by the way.
and light your candles back up.
Oh, and reopen the windows. Thank you for immersing yourself. But the topic of turning the lights back on, opening the windows. It's about time for us to head out of here. So thank you for listening to another episode of Warren's Insanity.
Where the end is capitalized and nothing else really is.
Y'all have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.